This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Four U.S. police officers told a congressional investigating committee Tuesday in gripping detail how an angry mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th in an attempt to block certification of Joe Biden's win in the November presidential election. The officer said they feared for their lives as about 800 rioters stormed past outmanned law enforcement authorities. They testified that the rioters taunted them with racial and political epithets, sprayed chemical irritants at them, grabbed for their shields and sidearms, and engaged with law enforcement officers in hand-to-hand combat. This was the first day of public hearings on the deadly mayhem more than 6 months ago. It was the worst attack in more than two centuries on the U.S. Capitol building. The select committee listening to the testimony is made up of seven Democratic members of the House of Representatives and two Republicans. The hearing on Tuesday was broadcast live on television and the Internet. During the 3.5-hour hearing, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Aquilino Gonell testified, the rioters called me a traitor, a disgrace. Gonell is a veteran of the U.S. Army. Gonell said at one point he was crushed by the onslaught of rioters. He said he thought, this is how I'm going to die. Washington police officer Michael Fanone told lawmakers he was repeatedly shocked with a taser. He said footage from his body cam indicated he was knocked unconscious for several minutes. In the effort to defend former President Donald Trump from accusations he incited the violence at the Capitol, numerous Republicans have minimized the event. One lawmaker compared the rioters to tourists. Others voted against a measure honoring police for protecting the Capitol. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday recommended that vaccinated people in parts of the country wear masks while indoors, reversing a decision it made 2 months ago. The CDC made the recommendation Tuesday based on surging numbers of new cases in regions with low vaccination rates. The rising caseload is driven by the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Health officials say vaccines remain effective against the worst outcomes of infection with the virus, including those involving the Delta variant. Tuesday at the Tokyo Olympics featured a number of stunning defeats and setbacks. One of the biggest shocks of the day came when U.S. gymnast Simone Biles withdrew from the overall team finals after failing to execute her planned maneuver in the vault and stumbling backward on her landing. She left the floor and returned with her ankle wrapped in a bandage. A statement from USA Gymnastics announced that Biles had withdrawn from the team final competition because of a medical issue. With the loss of Biles, Russia took the gold in the women's gymnastics. The U.S. team won the silver. Britain took the bronze. In women's tennis, as Japan's Naomi Osaka, the world's second-ranked player, was defeated by Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic in the third round. And earlier at the Tokyo Aquatic Center, the highly anticipated contest in the women's 100-meter breaststroke between Lily King of the United States and Tatiana Schoenmaker of South Africa ended in an upset when King's 17-year-old teammate Lydia Jacoby edged out both women to win the gold. Schoenmaker finished in second place and King in third. The Himalayan country of Bhutan, with a population of about 800,000, has fully vaccinated 90% of its eligible citizens against COVID-19, according to UNICEF. The UN Children's Fund said Tuesday that more than 2,400 health workers fanned out from July 20th to July 26th to administer second doses of the vaccine. UNICEF said health workers organized vaccinations at community centers, but also conducted home visits and even trekked to higher altitudes to vaccinate nomadic herders. The statement said children between the ages of 12 and 17 were also inoculated. 2 weeks ago, the country received 500,000 U.S. donated vaccine doses through COVAX, the World Health Organization effort to distribute vaccine to poor countries. Other vaccine doses came from China, Denmark, India, Bulgaria, and Croatia. The small country now has one of the world's highest percentages of people vaccinated against COVID-19. You can keep up on all news about COVID-19 and indeed everything we're covering at VOA at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.